Well, thank you, Chris and Dave. And Greg, let's take a look now at Dallas Goedert, because he's a player that you and I both liked on film, one of the best tight ends in this class. When you did your full evaluation on him this spring, what were some of the biggest takeaways from watching his film?
Two things really stood out to me, Fran. One, and this might sound like it's not a big deal because nobody thinks about it, but he catches the ball exceptionally well. He caught everything. He caught the ball snatching it away from his body. He made difficult catches, great body control to make tough catches. So he caught the ball really, really well. And I think for a tight end, that is so critical because they make a lot of catches in traffic. Sure. That's number one. And number two, his size. And make no mistake, size is a trait, particularly for a tight end. He weighed 256 pounds at the combine. My guess is once he gets into the Eagles weight room and NFL weight room, he'll gain more weight, but in a better way. I bet he could become a 265 pound tight end with better movement. And I think the Eagles are known for how strong their weight room is and their weight department, you know, that department here. So I think that those two things, his ability to catch the football and his size, just jumped off the film.
I would agree. To me, he was such a beast at the catch point, and that's what I think has drawn some of those comparisons to some of the best tight ends in the NFL, to a Zach Ertz, to a Travis Kelce, to a Rob Gronkowski in some ways.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because again, people might be saying, wow, but the thing about Goddard is he's so big and he catches the ball, and you know, you don't have to run away from people. He's not going to run away from people. He doesn't have what you'd call elite athleticism, although he's a good athlete, but he's not at the highest level of tight ends that are in the NFL now. But the thing is, that size and that ability to use his body, and you said catch the ball at the moment of truth, so to speak, there were times that if you really like Goddard and you think three, four, 5 years down the road, there's a little bit of Gronkowski in the way he plays.
And Joe Douglas talked about when you look at prospects at a lower level of competition, one of the things you're looking for is them to dominate that level of competition. That's something he absolutely did at this level of competition, at the FCS level. Here's Dallas Goedert, and he's coming in motion here, and he's going to run a vertical route down the field. It's going to be a little wheel route. And just talk about what you're seeing here, what you like from this guy.
This was a play I noticed against Northern Iowa. And you notice it's the deceptive quickness. It's kind of a delayed wheel route, a delayed vertical route. And what you notice, again, he's not an explosive athlete. You know, when you think of the Travis Kelce's of the world, he doesn't quite move like that. But this is the kind of thing, because of his size, you watch him run here, and boom, just right there, there's a little bit of burst, and that's all you need. And notice that the defender does not catch him. So he maintains that separation once he had that short area burst, and he's very good. You know, run after catch, he's an odd kind of guy. I mean, he's not... Again, you don't look at him as explosive. He's almost kind of a sidestepper. He's not really fluid, but there's something to him with run after catch.
So, Greg, I think one of the big complaints from Eagles fans is, why would you draft a tight end? Why would you trade up for a tight end when you've got Zach Ertz already? So let's talk about how he's going to fit in this offense and what it means to have another guy with his skill set.
You and I both know, we talked about this so many times throughout the 2017 season, of how important multiple tight end sets are to the Eagles offense, whether it's two tight ends or three tight ends. And it's absolutely critical. It's a major part of what the Eagles do, and they needed to replace Brent Celek. And that's why they drafted Goddard. And we see the use of multiple tight ends in the field, particularly in the red zone. It's such an important part of what the Eagles do.
So really, when you look at multiple tight end sets, they really want to try and accomplish two things. Number one, you're going to try and create some favorable matchups for those players. We saw that with Ertz, Celek, and Trey Burton last year. You're going to see it with Dallas Goedert this year. And then also to help make defenses predictable in terms of the way they play coverage. So we've got two different examples of that here. Tell us what you're seeing here against Arizona.
How many times in the red zone did we see the Eagles line up in specific formations? Here, it's three tight ends all tight to the formation to one side, because they want to create a matchup. We saw this so much with Zach Ertz. Here's what they do with Zach Ertz. He's actually in the middle right here, and they want him matched up on the safety. It was Tyven Branch. And they did such a good job all season long with these kinds of things. As you let this run, they get the matchup they want. As I said, this happens to be in the red zone. There you get the matchup, and you get a touchdown. The Eagles were so good at this. Doug Peterson was so good at drawing this kind of stuff up. They love those multiple tight end sets, not just in the red zone, where it was real effective, but also in the field.
Yeah, that's
another great example.
Yep.
And now you see a totally different formation. Here's an empty set just outside the red zone, okay? You have all three tight ends to one side of the field. Very often when you line up an empty, you're going to get a predictable coverage based on your opponent. And here you're going to get cover two. So they know this. This is film study based. So the key thing here, they're not going to throw to one of the tight ends. But it's the formation and the personnel package with three tight ends that sets this up. So you're going to get cover two. You know you're going to get an outside void, sort of the turkey hole shot, as they say, in cover two. And that's what you get right here. So, again, it's the use of multiple tight ends and multiple formation looks with different receiver distributions and locations. And it sets up your passing game really, really well. So Dallas Goedert is a critical piece. How many snaps he plays, we don't know that. Obviously, there's no player comes into the NFL as a finished product. There's a lot for Goedert to learn. But he was drafted specifically because they needed that second tight end. It's so important to what they do.
Yeah, and such a talented player. To me, yeah. Could you have made the argument you could have waited a little bit later? You wouldn't have gotten a player of his skill set.
Those arguments mean absolutely nothing to me because you don't know that.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun to watch Dallas Goedert here in Philadelphia paired with Zach Ertz in this Doug Peterson offense. Guys, I think both of us are excited.